What's up? This is Kyle Hebert, the voice of the narrator from Dragon Ball Z. And you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. How many songs do we have? Over 9,000!
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Yes, and you can have this set here, a 50-inch, 4-foot screen for as little as $8.95.
From the depths of a forgettable 19-31 storm.
Oh, he's real! And William, caught looking at his coach, and Blake scores!
You like that? You like that?
Whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper, fingertips with perfect toppers, I do this day.
I'm getting confused. What game are you calling?
I'm calling both games.
Here's the extra point.
Good afternoon, College Park. My name is Joey B. You're listening to The Score on 90.5 FM or WMUC.UMD.edu or somewhere else that I haven't heard about. Today we're going to play our favorite game, Does Mic 3 Work? Here to test, we have Andrew Lefkowitz here in the studio. Andrew, go ahead, speak into Mic 3.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Does Mic 3 Work has ended for the probably 10th or 11th week in a row with a resounding no. Andrew, why don't you come up here to mic two then, and we'll get that. So, if you've been following along on this show, mic three is, well, gone. Mic two is, go ahead and talk into that.
Hello, hello.
Mic two is that. So, that's what we've been working with as this station gets stuff and people to do stuff. You know, we're coming in on the end of ever here on The Score. The end of my fourth year of season 8, which has been a season. Kind of the happy ending where the Commanders ended up good. The Nationals exist. And the Wizards and the Capitals. Hey, the Capitals won last night. My week was dominated this week, I gotta tell you, was dominated by laughing at Montreal Canadiens fans on X. If you just search Habs, and then, okay, well, now it's kind of swung in the direction of hating on the Habs, but there was nothing but people in broken French complaining about the refs all series, and then complaining about Tom Wilson for the last two games, and a repeat of the 2010 series between the Caps and Habs did not happen. A Canadian election happened in the middle of this series. Who knows how the Habs performance, how the Caps performance tipped the scales. I think it would affect Bloc Québécois more than the Liberals or Conservatives in Canada, because there's just kind of a Quebec separatist party that always has 9 or 10 seats. So that was interesting. It was a great series. I guess I have to say that the Canadians are a good, promising, up-and-coming team, but the Caps took them to school. So, yeah, we saw the end of it at our formal last night. Did you catch any of that, Andrew? Oh, this is Andrew Lefkowitz, by the way. Hello.
We did see the end of it last night.
Did you watch any of it?
I was more focused on the Yankees game, to be honest, but I was watching both.
How'd the Yankees do?
They lost the series to the Orioles, unfortunately.
So the Orioles are actually quite bad. So why did you do that?
So I believe yesterday the Yankees had Carlos Carrasco pitching, which...
Oh, no. You know, he's still in the league?
He's still in the league. Yankees have a lot of pitching injuries. And, you know, every fifth day, Carlos Carrasco's on the mound. You're kind of expecting a loss. I mean...
He's 2-2 with a 5.90 ERA.
Right, so... You know, unless you're scoring 6 or 7 runs with Carrasco on the mound, we scored 4 yesterday, so it wasn't enough to get the job done.
Why is everyone on the Yankees always so elderly? You had CC Sabathia, you got 38-year-old Carrasco.
It's a problem.
Any other geriatric pitchers on the rotation this year?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Garrett Cole's, he's out for the season, but he's getting up there in age. I think he's 33 now.
Well, I shouldn't be talking. My team willfully employed Patrick Corbin up until last year.
Helped your team win a World Series. So
yes, that's what I was.
I was actually at game. I was at game 5 of that World Series.
Well, if it's in Washington, then we lost. Yeah.
My dad is a Nat season ticket holder.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we.
Where are the seats?
In the club level.
Oh, good. Behind level. Home? Or
yeah,
behind?
It's like section 212, so it's like pretty good view. Yeah, he's had those since 2005, since the Nats started being the team. So he has his name on, like, they have a...
The big thing.
The big plaque.
The big thing, right. It used to be the batter's circle.
Yeah.
Now, do you have the Sickos windbreaker? It's a windbreaker that was only given to insane people. It's kind of like an asylum jacket. I have it. It's gray. It has the Cherry Blossom W logo on it. And there's a tag. And it says, season plan holder since 2005.
I think my dad might have that, yeah.
That's how you know someone's really insane. Right. Have you seen that? Have you seen anyone in that? I haven't seen anyone in that besides myself. But run in the opposite direction. 20 years of this. What's it like to watch a Nats game as, like, a Yankees fan?
Well, so my dad and his family come from the Bronx, but he lived here basically his whole life. I've lived in, you know, Rockville my whole life. Mm-hmm. So we aren't Nats fans, I guess, but, you know, we're season ticket holders. We love baseball, so we go to a lot of games. I guess if I had a second team, it'd be the Nats. Like, it was fun watching them in the playoffs. I wasn't, like, happy when they won the World Series, but it was cool to watch. I wasn't. I was a little happy. It was cool. Better than you know, better than the Astros winning the World Series 100%.
You must not even remember 2009. I don't remember 2009.
No, I don't.
And you're what? 4 years? When were you born?
I was born in 2006. So
okay, so yeah. 3 year old.
3 year old Andrew was not. You know, 3 year old. So the Yankees won the World Series in 2009.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was too young. But my dad took my brother, who was six then, to a game in Philadelphia, which was nice.
I think six is such a perfect age to win the World Series, because then you got a fan for life.
Yeah.
You're locked up. If I was a St. Louis Cardinals fan, and that 2011 World Series was the first one I was kind of really conscious for, I'd be like, I'd be set.
Yeah.
I'd be like, it's going to happen. This happens every year.
I haven't seen any really big Yankee success. I mean, last year was the first time. Well, I mean, obviously 2009 I was alive, but I don't really count that because I was three. But last year was the first time they at least made the World Series during my lifetime, and then got embarrassed by the Dodgers.
I was on J.J. Beltran's couch when Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off grand slam.
Yeah, I was. I mean, it was just so.
Were you in America at the time? You went here. That was this year.
That was this year. So I was in America at that time. It was. I was actually visiting my girlfriend in Ohio. So
okay.
I had to keep it controlled. I was watching the game in her room, and I was very unhappy, so I went to the bathroom to let all my anger out because I didn't want to embarrass myself. But if that game happened at home, I don't know, table might have been slammed or something. That was terrible. And you know...
Who gave up that home run?
Nestor Cortez.
Nestor.
Yep.
Live by the Nestor, die by the Nestor.
Exactly.
That's how I'm going to feel when Edwin Diaz gives up a walk-off home run this World Series. I'm going to be like, well, that's that's what you get.
Right.
So do you have high hopes for a repeat of that for the AL champions who are now allowed to have beards?
I think our team is worse than last year, but I also think the AL is weaker. I mean, what Aaron Judge is doing right now, like, you know, Aaron Judge always sucks in the playoffs, but what he's doing right now is just... I've really never seen it in my life watching baseball. I mean, leads the league in home runs, RBIs, and has a 4.27 average, and it's May. It's just
4.27.
Yeah, average is 4.27 right now. It's unbelievable.
Is he like a Barry Bonds, two true outcomes? Like you either walk him or give up a home run guy.
That's kind of how Judge's bit. I mean, I think he's a career like 280 hitter. So I mean, he's a decent average hitter, but this year he's hitting a lot. He's hitting a lot more base hits. He used to be more of a strikeout, walk, home run guy, but he's cut down on the strikeouts a lot, and it's good. But,
yeah,
you know, pitching's a problem. Garrett Cole's out for the season.
Have you heard of two true outcomes baseball? I think that's what it's called.
I have, yeah, like the Joey Gallo.
Yes, oh my goodness.
I guess Joey Gallo's three outcomes.
Novick and I saw, what's the third?
Well, I mean, walk, strikeout, home run.
Oh, I don't think he ever walked. He played for the Nats last year. Did he walk with you guys?
No, not with the Yankees. He just struck out and didn't hit any home runs or didn't walk. But the reason Joey Gallo was at least considered good back on his like Rangers day was because he led the league in walks every single season, and he also led the league in strikeouts. And he also hit like 30 home runs every year. So he would be hitting like 195, but he would still have an OPS over 800. And everyone would be like, how is this possible? How is he hitting 195 and he still has a... not elite, but like really good OPS, and it just didn't make any sense.
I was with Ethan Novick in September, and we saw a classic Joey Gallo, like, eighth inning home run to beat the Phillies.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah, that's what I think of your one seed run, Phillies.
The Joey Gallo, the Joey Gallo experience is not something I wish on anybody.
No, we replaced that. Well, we had the Joey Meneses experience, and then the Joey Gallo experience.
What happened to Meneses?
What happened? He's like 40. He came into the league at age 30. He's not 40. He's like 35. But, you know, a career minor leaguer, and then he had a good month, and then he had like 3 years in a starting job in real life baseball.
I think he also played pretty well in the World Baseball Classic.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He was Caba Joey, the Caballero.
Yeah.
The horse guy. Cowboy. That was great. For him and for the country, my country, different country,
but
it was great for one country.
Yep.
And that, oh my God, World Baseball Classic.
I love that.
They say that the Four Nations hockey also influenced the Canadian election.
Really?
That the Liberal Party was dead to right. And then, you know, they're all happy because, well, first, and then Trump is like, we're going to make you the 51st state. And then Canadians are kind of like, oh, wait, we're a country. We actually have to, like, do right. stuff. And then they beat America in the thing, Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wait a minute, we're a country. And then they're like, wait, we have to care.
Yeah.
And then they all, like, cared.
Right.
That's that's a very oversimplified version of the 2025 Canada general election. And then they got a guy, Mark Carney, who has a very, like, 18th century career path where he was the head of the Bank of England and now he runs Canada, which is very like, oh, now he's going to be like an oil baron in Texas.
Right.
And he's going to like name a town after himself. That's what everyone did back in the day.
Yep.
So switching gears to Maryland basketball, yeah. We got a guy.
I
think we got a guy.
So we got, I'm a huge Maryland basketball fan. We got Darius Adams. He's a borderline five-star. Some sites have him as a five-star. Some mm-hmm. sites have him as a really low four-star. I mean, sorry, really high four-star. I like to look at the 247 Sports. They're a good recruiting website, and they have, like, composite rankings where it's basically, like, 247 and all the other major recruiting sites, and on that, I believe he's a five-star. And mm-hmm. so I saw he's the, I believe, the highest guard recruit we've ever gotten.
Yeah.
He's the fourth highest recruit in the last however many years, because we got Derek Queen was the highest, Diamond Stone was high. I forget who it was, the other person was, but it wasn't a guard. So, yeah, he's supposed to be pretty good. I was getting kind of annoyed because it'd been, like, a solid 3 weeks since we got a commitment, and, you know,
yeah.
I'm a big, you know who Jeff Ehrman is?
Yes. So oh, no.
I follow Jeff Ehrman, and I'm subscribed to his $1 subscription because I like
to. He's at 247.
Yeah,
guy, right?
I like to read his stuff on basketball, and you know.
Oh, inside, yeah.
I DM him a little bit. Just ask. He's a very nice guy. He always responds to my messages. I just asked him a few questions, and there were these prospects. He kept posting these articles. Not even him, just everybody saying, "Oh yeah, these guys are like definitely gonna go to Maryland." Like, so I asked him like when's this gonna happen? He's like, "I don't know. I feel like there's a solid chance it's gonna happen." And like. They just weren't happening. I just was, that's not his fault, but I was yeah. just finally getting that news. I was driving with my friend Jake Bender to the
yes.
to the Yankees Orioles game on Tuesday night, and we got the notification that we got Darius Adams, and found out that kid Jake Bender, Darius Adams is from the same town as him, I believe, or something. So
he is from Indiana? Or no, he went to school in Indiana. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's from New Jersey.
Oh, he's a Belgian. He's a Belgian McDonald's. Well, he was born in Decatur, Illinois. I guess he went to somewhere. Is this the same guy? He played for the... No. Oh, this is the wrong guy. Yeah, this is the wrong... Yeah. There's a different basketball player named Darius Adams.
I think like a professional, maybe, yeah.
That was the Bulgarian who played for the Shenzhen Leopards.
Wow.
That's where Doncic is going. Yep. New commit. No, La Lumiere. He's a combo guard. I don't know yeah. what a combo guard
it's
is.
It's like shooting guard, basically.
All right,
it's like
a shooting guard.
It's basically a shooting guard who can handle the ball. Like someone like Rodney Rice would be considered a combo guard.
Maryland basketball was sorely missing like a guy who just stands in the corner and hucks up threes, kind of like how you do during the pickup games.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I just that Maryland team last year was so fun to watch. It's a shame how it all ended.
Well, the thing about Jeff Ehrman is I think now he could probably get less hate because he was, like, leading the whole Willard's leaving thing.
And people hated him for it.
People hated it. Right. I hated him for it. I'm like, why would Kevin Willard leave in the middle of a title run?
People were basically like, why is this guy Jeff Ehrman, like, trying to get subscribers and trying to, like, distract the team? Because obviously these players are on Twitter, they're on Instagram, they're seeing everything.
Yeah.
And people were like, what the hell? But he was right. He was right about everything. So I was a little annoyed at him too, but he knows his stuff, I guess. So.
Yeah, he just there was a kind of a private beef between him and an old professor of mine. So basically, the sports reporter at one of the local stations called DC News Now. His name is Alex Flum. Basically, DC News Now was like interviewing I think Buzz or someone involved with the basketball team, and Jeff Ehrman just stands there and records the interview on his phone and posts it, and then Alex Flum,
I've heard of this,
yeah,
list, yes.
He quote tweets it like, why are you recording
I saw that tweet, actually, that was good.
Why are you doing
this? Yes.
So a bit, it was a few journalism faux pas, but you know, the industry is being redefined, and we got to, you know, talk about what is intellectual property, and when the FCC gets abolished, and we're able to curse on this radio program, and then the door will be blown wide open. And there's actually, if you have a radio show on here between like midnight and 5 a.m., I think all the FCC guys go to sleep because it's called Safe Harbor. For the rest of the day, we have a FCC swear jar in here somewhere. It used to be right up there. I don't know where it went. Maybe it got filled up, and maybe we can use it to buy a new mic too. But that was the FCC swear jar.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we know the FCC from Family Guy. Family Guy.
Well, big Family Guy guy.
That's the thing. And you played on the JDS team, right? Did you not?
Basketball or baseball?
Something.
I play baseball and basketball, yeah.
Oh, wow. Dual athlete.
Yeah, I mean, baseball is definitely my bigger sport, but I kind of got
for JDS, and they play the old, you know, would you call it like 1900 Streets of Brooklyn basketball?
What, like old-fashioned basketball?
Yeah.
Like
a bunch of Jewish guys.
Just a bunch of Jewish guys running around shooting threes, yeah. Yeah, Jew ball is, it's a good style of basketball, really.
I'm going to shoot now.
It's, yeah, basically a bunch of off-ball screens and setting up three-point shots, basically the offense.
It's like, don't touch me, I'm going to shoot the basketball now.
So my junior year, we actually had a 6 foot, like, eight guy on our team.
Oh, my God.
So the style of basketball has changed a little bit, you know, encompasses play, but but otherwise it's usually the tallest guy in the lineup is like 6'1" at best.
Yeah,
so, you know,
you're like, what's the paint?
Yeah, you know, we're playing against these college commits who are, you know, 6'8".
Right. Does JDS play against other private schools?
Yeah, so we're in a conference called the Potomac Valley Athletic Conference. So it's not a very good conference compared to some of the, I mean, the basketball in this area is just incredible, some
right.
of schools. So we're in a lower tier conference. We play a bunch of other Catholic schools, a couple are Jewish schools, but we do have a decent amount of non-conference games where we'll play some of these higher tier programs. And, you know, some of them destroy us by 40, but some of them we actually surprisingly kept it close. So, yeah, it just depends. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we've played some D1 athletes.
What's the best team in the conference, like,
in
as you remember?
Conference?
Yeah, from, like, last year.
There's a school, Sandy Spring Friends School.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Really?
Quite good at basketball. So, actually, my senior year... Okay, so this is my first year at Maryland.
Yeah.
They, just this year, their varsity team was, like, is no longer in the PDAC.
Oh.
And they have a team that is, like, a competitive team that, like, goes around and plays better schools. Because, basically, they've won, I think, 4 straight championships. Haven't lost a single game all season. They're just, I mean, they're ranked. They're like, I mean, they're not like, what, they're not like DeMatha level, but they're like pretty good. They're competing with a much higher level teams. It's just because the reason they're in a conference is because their other sports programs aren't very good. So it's just their basketball team that's really good, and then everything else isn't the best. There's some, you know, allegations that they illegally recruit.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I think my public high school football team illegally recruited.
All of them do.
There were kids who'd be like, I'd be like, oh, where do you live? And then this, you know, gigantic 6'5", 300-pound guy's like, oh, I live a half hour away. It's like, okay, that's a little weird for public school. Walter Johnson?
Yeah, I'm sure. All the district schools recruit. But for our conference, like, it's really, you're not supposed to recruit, and it's pretty clear they do, because they get new players every year. And I don't, no offense to them, but I don't really think anybody's going to that school not for athletics.
Well, I was going to ask, did you ever play an away game there?
Well, yeah, many times.
Did you ever, like, after the game, you're like, you know, we're sweaty, we played a good game, we lost, let's go to Adventure Park USA, right, like, across the street?
Is that where that is?
Yeah, did you ever, like, go to Adventure Park USA, like,
Adventure Park USA?
Like, right across the street?
What?
Adventure Park USA? You ever seen this?
No, they have a... That's not right across the street from Sandy Spring. There's a Sandy Spring Adventure Park.
Yeah. Oh, is that
not
that?
That's what it's called. Look up, it's called Sandy Spring.
The Adventure Park at Sandy Springs.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's different than what you looked up. You looked up some amusement park. It's
yes.
cool. It's like zip lines, rock climbing. We actually, yeah, it's not what you were looking up.
I think I've been here
we
also.
We actually went on a like, I think in freshman year of high school, we went on a field trip there, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you could, like, go there after games. Like, you and the other team, Sandy Springs, you're like, you know what, we're friends now.
Sandy Spring was announced that they're closing their school after this year.
What?
But they just, like, their board announced that, no, we're not. They like
Oh, good.
But they were for...
A hell of a fundraising push to be like, we're going to close.
Well, and people were mad because they told them they were going to close, like, in April. So people were like, where am I going to school next year?
What?
And I heard that at JDS, because there are a few Jewish kids who go to Sandy Spring.
Yeah.
So I heard JDS got, like, 20 new applications from kids at Sandy Spring because they just didn't have anywhere to go to school.
I mean, that's yeah. where else you'd go.
Right.
Now, it's up in Olney, home of James Wood.
Really?
James Wood, who played on good friend of ours, Eli Bloom's Little League team.
Oh, wow.
I imagine it was strange that this gigantic 8-year-old was playing on a public rec league.
Why when you said James Wood, I thought of the actor James Wood. And
I also did that.
I believe James Wood went to Good Counsel.
Yes, I think.
Nats James Wood.
The Nats James Wood. When Juan Soto got traded, I was in the bathroom at work, and it's a single-use employee-only bathroom in the back of a toy store. Used to frequent that toy store was a man named Gio Gonzalez, who was a...
Oh, wow.
Yes. Gio Gonzalez used to frequent the toy store, and I saw him recently, and I was like, they closed it. He's like, I know, they put a woman's clothing store in this 60,000-square-foot toy store space. His kids would... By a lot, as you can imagine, a retired baseball player.
Right.
You know, just like, yeah, go buy whatever. But
I met Gio Gonzalez many times, actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's great.
Very nice guy.
A legend of the game and very of baseball. So. But speaking of trades, he came over in a trade. So we got, I'm like, what is the, James, you know that Knicks fan who was like, Dingus Pingus!
Yeah, yeah.
Who's Dingus Pingus? That was me with, like, what, James, we got Hades from Hercules? We traded away the best player in baseball history for Hades from Hercules?
That's a great trade by the Nats there.
It was, yes.
I mean, looking back on it, because, I mean, Soto's not on the Padres anymore.
I was talking about this with a guy on Tuesday. I was like, because we were talking about, like, C.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
And there were some culture issues. And by culture issues, I mean him gambling until 8 a.m.
Right.
at away games and getting photographed doing it and looking quite sad. But then we're like, you know, the Nationals, it's not really a Yankees thing where it's like the culture, the shaving, the Yankees are like the Catholic Church where
right.
it's like, oh, we pray and we're in the Bronx and we can't move and we can only move across the street because this is like hallowed ground and the... you know, the shower that Babe Ruth peed in is
yep,
right here.
Yep.
You could go see it. And we've been going to these delis for 200 years. But the Nats are just like, look, shower, play baseball, your bobblehead night's tomorrow.
Yep.
Like, that's, we don't really have a culture at the moment.
Speaking of James Wood, that high school Good Counsel is also where Stephon and Trayvon Diggs both went, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs, the one that got away. And then continued to get away
because
he played for the Cowboys.
What,
I don't know
to
where
college,
he is now.
Bama?
I'm sure he went to Bama.
I think he did. Stephon Diggs stayed home. Yeah, I thought there was actually a chance the Commanders were going to go after Stephon Diggs this offseason.
There's always. I mean, that's always. I remember since I was in fifth grade, it was like, oh, the Wizards are going after KD.
I've heard that since I was born.
You would have been in, like, second grade. When he went to the Warriors, like, the
that
season
summer.
Before he went to the Warriors, it was like...
2016?
Yeah, everyone in my fifth grade class was buying KDs, and we were all like, wow, John Wall, Bradley Beal, KD.
Jeez.
We're going to turn it around.
Marcin Gortat.
Marcin, the Polish Hammer.
I like Gortat. Nene,
no last name.
He actually did have a last name, you know?
Hilario,
yeah.
Because the ESPN app would be like, N. Hilario scores.
Like,
and I'm like, what?
Who is that? The Wizards had some... I'm a pretty big NBA guy.
Yeah.
But I guess like, what, like seven... When did John Wall hit that game winner against the Celtics?
That was... I was at Tyson's Corner Mall. I don't know what year it was.
2019 maybe?
Oh, John Wall?
Yeah, I remember game six against the Celtics.
Yeah.
Because that was really the last time I really cared about the Wizards.
The one, it's 2016, January 2017.
No, it wouldn't be in January, it'd be in like April or
May. May 2017. That, so like, yeah. But the Paul Pierce one versus the Celtics is the one I remember. I think it was the Celtics.
You don't remember the? It was the Wizards. The Wizards ended up losing the series, but it was like the second round of the playoffs, Game 6 in DC. John Wall had a game winner against the Celtics.
Yeah, I'm just going to violate every law and just play this right here for those who don't remember.
And Gortat. Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall.
Gives it to Wall.
Working against Bradley for three. John Wall!
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everyone's gone nuts. Yeah, we used to be proper city.
So what year was that?
17.
So that was probably the last time I actually cared about the Wizards. Not to say I'm a bandwagon, but, I mean, I would like to get back into it. Maybe Cooper Flagg coming to D.C. would help me a little bit. But
yeah, it's
you know they're not giving Oh, Derek Queen comes to the Wizards. I'm going to go to every single game.
We're going to get, like, the eighth pick somehow.
Somehow. No, because, you know, the Wizards, they're technically the second. So the way the lottery works is the worst three teams all have the same odds for the first pick.
Like 14%?
14.5, yeah. I think. But the one pick, or the worst team is guaranteed a top five pick. The worst they can fall to is five. And, of course, the Wizards started winning a little bit at the end of the season. So they don't get the one pick. It's the Jazz. So now the Wizards can even fall out of the top five, which is just that season, not even getting a top five pick is like, I mean, it's like the Wizards would be, if the Wizards were an NFL team, they'd be quite good now.
Alex Saar got a few votes for second place rookie of the year.
We finished fourth, I believe.
Which is crazy, because, like, Bob Carrington was, like, better.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Wizards don't have a bad young core.
Saar had the one game where he went insane, and we're like, oh, my God, the league is on, like, forget the league. It's Alex Saar basketball.
I'm just upset that Denny got traded.
Of course, we're all upset that he got traded.
Balling out in Portland, like, had an all-star caliber season, at least the second half of the season.
Rui Hachimura,
oh God,
was great, and he was a draft pick,
ninth overall.
Yeah, right? In a similar era as
Denny.
He
was the year before.
Well, you know, Rui is known now for "That's Our Ball, Ain't It."
Yeah,
"That's Our Ball, Ain't It," and I'm going to play that. Can you quote "That's Our Ball, Ain't It"?
That was LeBron.
Well, you got to listen closely to this clip, because whose ball is it? LeBron. Let's see.
It ain't our ball. It ain't our ball. It ain't our ball. It's our ball, ain't it? It's our ball. Hey, it's our ball. It's our ball. Dames has laid the ball up down there. It's our ball.
Okay, I think that was about Rui Hachimura.
Oh, okay, it was about Rui.
Yeah. I thought he mentioned Rui. Maybe at some point in a longer clip he mentions Rui, but...
Speaking of the Lakers, what the heck happened?
What happened? Everyone's a trillion years old.
Wolves in five.
What did Nico Harrison see?
Yeah, what? I saw a bunch of stuff on X last night. Nico Harrison's somewhere smiling right now.
Let me just see if it's here.
I heard that the Mavericks are favorites to get Kevin Durant, actually.
That's great.
It's our ball! Hey! It's our ball! It's our ball! Dames has laid the ball up down there! It's our ball!
Okay, I guess not. I guess it's not not in the clip. Let me fact check. And I don't know what Denny's been doing in Portland. I don't know if there's been anything clippable. Rui Hachimura,
Denny's been great in Portland. Put out really good numbers. He was probably their best player this year. I think he averaged like 20 points per game in the second half.
Oh, yes. Okay, so the full clip. Hey, Rui Hachimura, get that ball. It's our ball. That's our ball. Ain't it? So it's the lead up to the clip.
Okay, so it is. Okay. Yeah.
But did you know that this happened? See if you recognize this without saying it.
It ain't our ball.
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 It's our ball, ain't it?
It's our ball, ain't it?
It's our ball. Ball. Hey! It's Rui Hachimura!
It's our ball!
Get that ball! It's our ball!
It ain't our ball.
Was that Mr. Jack Black?
That was Mr. Jack Black.
Love that.
So now I'm kind of questioning if Rui Hachimura was part of the original clip or if Jack Black just made that up.
I don't know.
Because now I associate with Rui.
Why would Jack Black just randomly bring up Rui there?
It's a big Rui fan. I don't know.
I bet you it was Rui who was LeBron was trying to tell to get the ball. That would be my guess.
Yeah. Rui Hachimura get the ball. Sorry, ball. Because I think he did that pregame. Jack Black didn't record that during a game. The seats behind him are empty. But, you know what? Rui's a key part of the team. Yep. Key part of a team that is not winning a ring this year.
They are in Cancun right now.
Who is in the playoffs? Who is like... I mean, the
Thunder look like a force to be reckoned with.
The Pistons are making it competitive.
I'm excited to watch that. That game's tonight, right?
7:30, yeah.
That'll be a good watch. The 10 p.m., that's a good series. Both the series are good. And then I was surprised. The Rockets absolutely destroyed the Warriors yesterday. They're down 3-2, but, I mean, the way they played yesterday, I could see them winning the next two games.
And that would have been I would have been kind of suspicious of the league if, like, you let the Warriors sneak in and then, like, Curry and Draymond without Klay just win the title that easily.
I was actually expecting, like, a Warriors-Lakers-LeBron versus Curry Western Conference final somehow. Actually, that wouldn't have been possible. It would have played next round.
I'm sure Adam Silver would have loved that.
Adam Silver would have absolutely loved that.
Well, rest in peace, Magic. Truly the New Jersey Devils of the NBA.
Indeed.
And Celtics will play Knicks or Pistons. That could be interesting.
See, the Pistons are down 3-2, but they have been winning like the whole series.
Hmm.
And just at the end of the games, they're just blowing it.
There was that Hardaway clear foul.
That wasn't called a foul or something. Yeah. I didn't even watch.
That was kind of... It was like
Thunder.
We were coming back from away weekend, then, I think. That's why. The Thunder...
The Thunder just... They were down one of those games by 29, and they came back and won.
The Thunder probably had a two-week vacation. They can actually just go to Cancun and come back for the second round.
If the Nuggets... The Nuggets-Thunder, that would be a great series, I think.
Yeah. If the Clippers somehow make it through, then that's...
I don't know. I think the Nuggets got it. The Nuggets are not a four seed you want to see play.
It's nice to see Kawhi Leonard, like, play basketball.
Yeah, it is good.
You ever notice it's like, wow, Kawhi Leonard.
You kind of forget. Plays. You forget how good he is, too.
Yeah. Like, well, for once. Rockets, Warriors, still, you know what? Would have been too easy.
Yeah.
If, we had Alperen Sengun, the leader for the Rockets. The new Rockets. I don't really know much about the new Rockets.
Yeah.
Who's good on the new Rockets?
Sengun's really good. Amen Thompson's good.
Yeah.
And they have Jalen Green, who their fans are really unhappy with.
Really? He was a high draft pick, right?
If you go look up that draft, I think it was 2021.
Oh. Was that when Wiseman was drafted?
No, that was a different draft.
Oh, that was 2020. That was when Avdija. Yeah.
So if you look at the top four, Cade went one. Then the Rockets took Mobley at two, and then Evan Mobley went three. And then who went four?
Four was Scotty Barnes.
Right, so Mobley and Barnes are both all-star caliber players. And Jalen Green, he's not bad, but I think he had a really bad game 2 games ago. I saw a lot of Rockets fans on X just like saying, get this guy off our team. We could have had Mobley or Scotty Barnes in our organization.
I think it's been enough time that we could kind of look at this draft and be like, who was a bust? Like, Cade is good. Jalen Green is good. Evan Mobley.
Really good.
Evan Mobley's good. Yeah, Evan Mobley's been Mobley's great phenomenal. Forever. Great. Yeah.
Barnes is good. Jalen Suggs is decent. I mean, if you look at the draft, Franz Wagner's.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He's really
he's
good.
He's nuts. Kuminga plays.
Giddy, he's not bad, but six is a little high for him.
Oh, definitely. And there was that thing that is resolved. Yeah. And the Wizards looked at this and said, we're going to get Corey Kispert.
So scroll down. So you see Trey Murphy right there.
Yeah.
So my brother goes to University of Virginia. A lot of people in my family went there. So two years ago, I was a massive UVA basketball fan, as much as I am UMD right now.
Yeah.
And I saw Trey Murphy play, and I was just like, this guy is going to be really, really good in the NBA. And I'm telling my friends who are all Wizards fans, we should not take Corey Kispert. We should take Trey Murphy. I don't know why we're taking Corey Kispert over Trey Murphy. Look at his stats. He just averaged like 22 points a game this year.
To the Pelicans.
Yeah. They were terrible, by the way.
He's just kind of rotting. Yeah. Everyone's kind of rotting down there.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, the team looked great. They were supposed to be really good. And Zion doesn't play basketball. DeJounte Murray was out for the season. They just...
DeJounte Murray.
I've heard some people talking about a possible Zion to the Wizards trade.
Sure.
You know, if the Wizards don't get a top three pick and you trade the fourth or fifth pick to the Pelicans for Zion, I think I would do that.
I think watching Marcus Smart and Zion play basketball together would be exactly what we deserve.
Yeah.
And who, Middleton? Or
yeah, Chris Middleton.
We have Chris Middleton. So this guy, Trey Murphy, was born in Durham, but actually went to UVA. Well, that's interesting.
He went to Rice.
Oh.
And he transferred to UVA for his last year.
Well, still no Duke, no Chapel Hill. Well, that's interesting.
He wasn't that high of a regarded player. I mean, he went to Rice, and then, you know, Tony Bennett,
yeah,
former UVA coach, he just was great at getting talent, so... He developed this guy into a first-round pick. He was supposed to be like a transfer, would have maybe got minutes, been good off the bench. He wasn't even starting at the start of the season. Kind of like Rodney Rice.
Oh, yeah.
Like Rodney Rice started on the bench and then like came in and just like shot the lights out of the ball, and then he entered himself into the starting lineup.
It's like, where did Jacoby Gillespie came from, like somewhere?
Belmont, yeah.
Yeah, and he was just like a guy at Belmont.
I'm gonna miss watching those two guys. They were fun to watch.
Yeah, you picked a good time to matriculate out of high school and come to this school, or a bad time if it's just progressively worse. When I got here, Eric Ayala was like the guy, Mark Turgeon and Eric Ayala, and then Turgeon did so bad versus Virginia Tech in the Big Ten ACC Challenge that he got fired, and then I had half a season of Danny Manning.
Was that your freshman year?
Yeah.
That was...
Ayala's fifth year.
And who else was on that team? That was like after Gordon and Jalen Smith, right?
You know what? Jameer Young might have been like pretty new. He might have been on that team.
I doubt it.
Let me see.
I think Jameer Young was... I think he only played Maryland for 2 years, right?
That sounds right. Because nobody plays anywhere ever anymore. Not that. 21, 22. Yeah. But yeah, there were players. We fielded a team. So Virginia Tech, the last game of... We lost versus George Mason. That was when it went off the rails.
15-17, that's a bad year.
And then, yeah.
And was that Julian Reese's freshman year?
It was. No, because didn't he spend all 4 years here?
He did.
So 4 years ago, he was a freshman. Yeah.
Yeah, because people were, you want about Julian Reese, but his loyalty's unmatched.
I can't believe I forgot Dante Scott. Love. He would, like, go out all the time. At
the bars stuff, yeah.
Hogan and I would see him a lot.
Really?
When he was, the year after this, we'd see him a lot more.
He was there last year.
Ian Martinez.
Yep.
Was great.
So he transferred from Maryland to Utah State, and then he just entered the transfer portal again.
Really?
People really wanted him to come back to Maryland, but I don't...
It's a little...
I like what Buzz Williams is doing, but it seems like he doesn't want anything to do with anybody or anything that used to be part of Maryland basketball. Like, I heard, not that we would have ever got Rodney Rice, because we don't have $3.5 million for
that's
him.
That's how we got to do now.
When we need 13 players on a basketball roster, and we're giving one singular player $3.5 million. But I heard that Buzz Williams wasn't even interested in him. I heard that, so there's a guy, Chance Stevens.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good high school recruit. I think he was for all last year, wasn't really in the rotation anyway. I heard he wanted to come back, and Buzz Williams basically was like, no. He, doesn't want to do anything with the anybody team. From the old team, and I don't blame him, but I really think, so there's two sides of it. Like, getting this guy Darius Adams, the fact that we're getting five stars that are not from Maryland is pretty impressive.
That's that came out of nowhere,
right?
Like, what?
But also, I also see the other side of it. A lot of people are complaining we don't have a single player from Maryland on our roster, and Maryland basketball is Maryland basketball is a big deal. Not like, I don't mean like University of Maryland, state of Maryland.
Yeah, high school.
There's a big basketball scene. I don't know how much people realize it, but some of the private school leagues, like the...
DeMatha.
WCAC, I forget how it stands for, but you got DeMatha, St. John's, Paul the Six is in Virginia. General DMV area basketball is just some of the top of the country.
I'm going to look up players from Paul the Six because...
Yep.
I think Paul the Six is a great name for... school.
First school, right.
Just like, this Pope. Oh, it's saying, well, he's a saint now. Jacob Moore What? Oh, that's the current roster. Okay, all-time roster. Deshaun Harris Smith.
I forgot. Yeah, Deshaun Harris Smith was there. He won Gatorade Player of the Year. I actually watched Deshaun Harris Smith a couple of times in high school.
Oh, wow. He was like supposed to be really good.
He was like
good.
The fifth highest recruit Maryland's ever gotten.
I think he could have been
he
like...
He did not pan out.
He didn't pan out. And I know Buzz cleaned house, but...
I would have liked to see him back. He always brought effort. He became kind of a joke, but what do you think about Trevor Keels?
I guess Trevor Keels. Yeah, Trevor Keels went to
never
Paul.
Never panned out in the NBA. Jeremy Roach went to Paul the sixth.
Duke just gets these
guys.
DMV guys just to spite us and then never play
Paul
us.
Paul the sixth right now is a five-star who graduates next year, and he is Jaden Ivey's half-brother or stepbrother.
We'll count that as genetics.
So, I mean, I've heard Maryland's looking at him. I know we're also looking at a 2026 guy who's top 30, who I heard if he comes here would reclass to this year, so we'd get him on the team now, which would be great.
It's a solid team. Okay, notable alumni. Oh, Danica Rome. All roads lead to Rome. She's a state legislator. DHS, Jeremy Roach.
Yep.
Doug McDaniel, Trevor Keels. Yep. Ashley Owusu. Hey! Ashley Owusu, she's a WNBA player. She was drafted really high. Yes. She plays for Elitzer Holon of the Israeli Female Basketball Premier League right now. Yeah.
Been there before.
Josh Aduru, JV King, Brendan Slater, Josh Reeves. Hey, Josh Reeves. Josh Reeves, or am I thinking of Jeremy Roach? Both went here. Yeah, you know it's good when all the notable alumni section is athletes.
Yep. I mean, if you look at a place like DeMatha's alumni, it's just crazy.
Oh my god, that's got to have some heavy hitters in all sectors.
Yeah,
gonna,
football too.
We always end the show on some like random rabbit hole, so I think this is a great one to go into. We got notable staff: Morgan Wooten, Eddie Folger. Notable staff. How about Bill Hamid, former longtime goalie for the DC United?
Whoa,
right there.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of MLS guys. Coy Gibbs. Coy Gibbs. The son of Joe Gibbs. Coy Gibbs raced for his team, Team Joe Gibbs, and he was an assistant coach for the Redskins. So,
yeah.
Nepotism crossing multiple sports there. Yeah, this is football.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I hope this is... No, this is by year. Oh, boy. There's a lot. Chase Young. Ever heard of him? Yeah. Anthony McFarland.
Well, Chase Young, actually, before he went to DeMatha. And before that, he went to Bullis.
Nick Cross. And he went to... Yeah, Bullis. Bullis is a significant school. I can't name off the top of my head. Athletes?
Well, there's a U.S. Olympic runner who's like a 16-year-old at Bullis right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, oh, my goodness. I'm just looking at the math. The Oladipo.
Basketball,
Jameer Young.
Right there.
When we finally started recruiting from there.
Yeah.
And it goes back very far. Baseball, not many. Brett Cecil. How about you know, Brett Cecil? I didn't hear about Brett Cecil.
Nice lefty out of the bullpen, right? Was he a lefty? I don't know.
But the...
politics.
That was like 5 minutes down the road from here.
I would have thought there's more politics, politicians, considering where it is. But it's just... Not really. Justin Fairfax was the lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? Yeah. How about that?
We gotta continue the DeMatha to UMD pipeline. Literally 3 minutes down the road on Baltimore Avenue.
I'm actually just noticing Eric Bickle, who's on the Sports Junkies. He's like, you know, Sports Junkies 106.7 The Fan in the mornings. I think EB is like the leader of them because he's kind of like the elder statesman, if you will, of the group of people that talk about sports for many hours a day. But patron saint, St. John of Matha, There you go. Paul the Sixth was a poet.
You just look at, like, athletes just from the DMV area. It's crazy.
I'm going to narrow it.
Kevin Durant went to high school 10 minutes away from me. Place doesn't exist anymore. Montrose Christian High School.
Montrose Christian doesn't exist. Does Montrose Road even exist?
Montrose Road is very alive and well.
Montrose Parkway, did they rename that?
No, I think it's Montrose Road.
Yeah. Then what is... Okay, we'll talk about that later. Len Bias, Francis Tiafo. This is just PG County.
Where did Tiafo go?
Oh, boy. Where did Tiafo go?
I've heard. I know he's from here.
He grew up in Hyattsville. He is 27 years old. I mean, does a guy like this even need to go to high school? They take them so young. I would say he essentially went to the Junior Tennis Champion Center in College Park, Maryland.
Mm.
I'm sure he spent as much time there as he did in any high school.
Probably. Didn't know we had a junior tennis center here in College Park.
Yeah, and he comes a lot for games and stuff.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, the reason we're ending a little early is because I had got partner practice for my theater class at 6 that we do every year. So we're gonna play you out. You've been listening to The Score on WMEC. Joey B. Lefke, Andrew Lefkowitz. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Care to Stop Violence is a campus resource housed in UMD's University Health Center. The CARE office provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
Next year I'll go vegan. to hold the door open. That's a fantasy world. That's the one that I've chosen.